Father, why me? Why did you save me as a baby? Why did you lead me this way? Why does it have to be so hard? Couldn't you have found someone else? Couldn't you have just let me go? Surely if I would have just died, then I wouldn't have had to have gone through all this. My brother used to pray every night for a little brother, so understandably, he was a little bit disappointed when I came along. But he got over it. In fact, I guess his first comment when he saw me was, "Ooh, when can I play baseball with her?" I was born prematurely, and there was something wrong with my lungs. There was fluid in them, and I couldn't breathe. I was in the ICU for quite a while. I was on life support. And finally, doctors came to my parents and they said, "Your daughter's in a lot of pain and she's having seizures." And they said, "She's not going to make it. And if she does, by some chance, she's going to be mentally retarded." And they said, "Rather than prolong her suffering, it's probably better that we just let her go." But my parents wanted to try one more thing. So they called in a pastor and some elders, and they anointed me and they prayed over me, and I started to get better right away. Growing up, I was in a lot of foster homes in Washington, Oregon, Montana. My parents weren't always able to take care of me. They had a lot of conflict, a lot of fighting. I have a lot of memories of police being called or of my parents being arrested. Eventually, my family moved to Alaska, and we built a house there. And that house that we built was in Palmer, and eventually we moved to Anchorage, Alaska. About this time, my older brother, got involved in drugs and some stealing, and he disappeared for 2 years. About the spring of my eighth grade year, my family fell upon some very serious financial difficulties, and I ended up spending that summer in a tent. And my tent was outside some of our friend's trailer, and I was sleeping in a sleeping bag. And you know the saying, well, it can't get any worse than this, right? Well, it did. It rained all summer, and my tent leaked. And I remember sitting in there, and I'm writing in my journal, and I'm, Lord, thank you for my tent. Drip, drip, drip. There's a little puddle forming on my sleeping bag. The fall came, and it started to get cold. And my best friend and her family decided to step in. And they took me in for that winter. And so for the winter of my freshman year, I lived with my best friend's family. And as spring approached, I was starting to think, where am I going to go to school next year? And the obvious answer was academy, because, and that's kind of what everybody does, right? So I was thinking Auburn. It's closer to Alaska, but God led me to UCA, and it's the happiest place I've ever been in my entire life. In Exodus 14, the Israelites have just been delivered from Egypt, and they find themselves at the shores of the Red Sea, and the Egyptians are closing in behind them. And the Israelites, they panic, and they turn against Moses, and they're like, "Why did you lead us here? Didn't we tell you to leave us in Egypt? Did you lead us out here just to die?" God tells them through Moses, "Don't be afraid, just stand where you are and watch the Lord deliver you." Later on, the Israelites are at the Jordan River, and the Jordan is at full flood. It's springtime, and it's overflowing its banks. And God tells the leaders of the Israelites to walk a few steps into the river and stop. It was the spring of my sophomore year at UCA, and I was so discouraged, and I was so tired. All of the issues from my past just would not leave me alone, and it was like the future ahead seemed dark and hopeless, and my past was closing in behind, And I felt like I would never fit in. It was like Satan was just telling me, you will never fit in. And I remember just falling on my knees and just like, God, why? Why didn't you just let me die as a baby? Why did you leave me here? In John chapter 9, starting in verse 3, Jesus and his disciples encounter a blind man. And the disciples say, why was this man born blind? Was it his parents' sin or was it his sin? And Jesus says, neither. This man was born blind so that the power of God could be revealed in him. So Jesus, he heals the blind man. And he parts the Red Sea. And he parts the Jordan. And he delivers his people. But what if the blind man hadn't been healed? What if the depression doesn't leave? What if the fear doesn't lift? I've lost two very dear friends to cancer, and I prayed for them with all the faith I possessed, and yet they still died. And this happens. We pray, and we pray with all the faith we have, but sometimes we don't get the answer we're looking for. What if after all of our prayers, we're left with shattered hopes and one agonizing question, why? What if the miracle that you and I are waiting for doesn't happen? The power of God. You know, I've had people say to me, you know, wow, Danielle, you've overcome so much. And I just want to tell them, no, you don't understand. I didn't overcome. I was delivered. But the miracle happened while I was still in the tent. The miracle is that I love my Heavenly Father with all of my heart, and I've learned to trust Him even though I don't know why. The miracle didn't happen when the blind man was healed. It happened when he believed in Jesus. The miracle didn't happen when God parted the Red Sea or when he parted the Jordan. The miracle happened when an entire nation chose to trust him. The miracle didn't happen when God changed my situation. It happened when he changed my heart. And the miracle doesn't happen when God takes away your trials. It happens when you choose to trust him, even though he doesn't. God's greatest power isn't revealed in altering the forces of nature, but in transforming the human heart. God's greatest power isn't revealed in altering the forces of nature, but in transforming the human heart. God may not deliver you. He might not part the water. He might ask you to go through it. But never, ever think that you'll do it alone. In Isaiah 40, starting in verse 27, God is saying, "Oh Israel, how can you say the Lord does not see your troubles? How can you say God refuses to hear your case? Have you never heard or understood? Don't you know that the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of all the earth? He never grows faint or weary. No one can measure the depths of his understanding. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak." And in Isaiah 43, God says, "But now, O Israel, the Lord who created you says, 'Do not be afraid, for I have ransomed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you go through deep waters and great trouble, I will be with you. When you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fires of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." True peace isn't found in positive thinking, in absence of conflict, or in good feelings. True peace is in knowing that God is in control and that He is faithful. Our home in heaven is secure, our destiny is planned, and Jesus has already won the war. After the Jordan crossing, God told the Israelites to collect 12 stones from the river and to build memorials out of them so that they wouldn't forget what God has done. In Joshua 4, starting in verse 21, "Then Joshua said to the Israelites, 'In the future your children will ask, what do these stones mean? Then you can tell them, this is where the Israelites crossed the Jordan on dry ground. For the Lord your God dried up the river right before your eyes, just as he did at the Red Sea, when he kept it dry until we all crossed. He did this so that the power of God might be revealed and that you might fear the Lord your God forever.'" When we allow God to give us true peace, and when we leave the burden of the why question with him, then we will witness the greatest miracle that this universe has ever seen. And our lives become memorials of God's power. Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing your mighty power in each of us. I ask that your Spirit would move on the hearts of everyone here. Father, if there is pain, please heal it. If there is confusion, please guide. I ask that your presence would fall without restraint and without measure. Thank you so much. Amen.